Good morning, Southern California. This is Marty Halfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk. Sunday morning. Looks like it's going to be in the low 70s today. Thank God it's going to be clear and sunny, but it seems to be cool enough, which is kind of nice. But hold on a second. It's the first week, second week of May. This month's already gone pretty quick. But the weather's beautiful, and we're always having a good time here in Southern California. And like I always say, it's always a great day to go out and look at homes. Last week, we had some interesting guests on our show, but got a lot of phone calls about Naturepedic and the whole conversation about what we're sleeping on, these mattresses, and the chemicals that most of us have no idea about. So, again, go see my friends over at Naturepedic. They are on Robertson Boulevard at 456 South Robertson Boulevard. You can call them at 310-271-1055. They're organic. They're amazing. And as I said last time, I bought three mattresses for my family, and they are pretty unbelievable. So it's really important what you're spending a third of your lifetime on. And as you all can do, go out, do some research, get online, Google healthy mattresses, what's in your mattress, things like that. You'll be shocked. Then call my friends over at Naturepedic. All right? Talking about healthy and staying safe, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with a friend of mine, Bill Rigdon, who's a builder. And Bill, interestingly enough, was kind enough to get up this morning early and talk to us about something that he's doing quite a bit of lately, and that is building safe rooms. Now, Bill has built high-rise apartment or high-rise condo projects. He's built 40 and 50,000 square foot homes. But interesting enough, right now, it seems as though and there always has been, but it's back in the mainstream again. That is safe rooms in executive homes, offices, high net worth individuals, people that travel a lot. Bill, are you there?
I'm right here, Marty.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for getting up and joining us this morning.
Anything for you, Marty.
So, Bill, tell me a little bit about I know a lot about you, but I want you to share a little bit about who you are and what you do with my listeners.
Marty, for the last 25 plus years, we have been building around the Los Angeles area, up in the Montecito area, and also down in San Diego, Rancho Mirage, La Jolla, and Del Mar Country Club.
Uh-huh.
To a client base that's very loyal, and we're word of mouth, and people enjoy working with us.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you build a high-rise on Wilshire as well? I remember.
Yes, that, right at Wilshire and Selby, Marty.
Was that the Remington or the?
Yeah, it's a Remington right there. Yeah, beautiful building.
Yeah, that is a beautiful building. You know what you're doing. You know your stuff.
We do. We understand the building process, and we also understand the need for being protected in your own home.
Right. Well, you've also, have you not done some stuff over at Beverly Park as well?
We have done work over in Beverly Park in the past, but we've also done a tremendous amount of work around the Bel Air and Beverly Hills area, and also commercial projects.
So,
like 199 La Cienega medical office building that we've
right.
A giant, yeah.
Right, that's three quarters of the block there, right. So, to my listeners, here's a young man who's my age, who really has done some really quality high-end construction over the last number of years. So tell us, why is it that safe rooms are becoming of interest again?
I think, Marty, it's more of the general feeling that people want to be safe in their own homes, and there's constant news on the TV and internet about home invasions and people being stalked, and the response times a lot of time from the police departments in these areas can't make it over in a reasonable amount of time due to traffic, due to congestion in some of these small streets like up in Beverly Hills and Bel Air. And what's happened is that response time becomes longer and longer, also because of cutbacks and people in their homes are now taking it into their own to put in a safe room so that they can provide themselves with the protection that they feel they need.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And also, yeah, one other thing is, Marty, we also talk about a lot of times, you know, earthquake preparedness, and that's also a good thing to have, is have that room safe and stocked in case of, you know, an earthquake.
What they keep talking about. The interesting thing you talk about cutbacks, I know in Beverly Hills, because I've lived there almost 50 years, there's a perception of high police presence, but interesting enough, they did let about 30-some-odd police officers go off the force, and it's surprising how many cars aren't on the street during certain hours. Beverly Hills is only 5 miles in radius, and to come from one side of the town to the other side, you know, from the east to the west side or up north into the Truesdale Market during rush hour, it would be maddening. The traffic would be tremendous, and these break-ins, they're not coming for a cocktail party. They know the response time, they know the turnaround time, so they're there, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and they're in and out. But if you're in the house with someone 3 to 5 minutes, it feels like a lifetime.
Oh, I know, and just the sheer panic that people have gone through, and the really terrible cases where they call 911, they can't get through, there's the congestion, let's say there's a truck blocking one of the narrow streets.
Well, that's not even, Bill, I got to tell you something. I was held up back in the late 80s with a 12-gauge shotgun, and it was pretty frightening, and to this day, that's why all my properties have cameras and gates and things like that. And I'm very familiar with this. But when I called 911, they thought I was calling from an office building. And I was in L.A. by Century City at the time. And it took them 15 to 20 minutes before they showed up.
And just to figure it out. And that's the other thing.
Well, the 911 system itself doesn't work really well. So, you know, you think that it does because it's there. But, you know, when you call and you need it, God forbid if it doesn't work. So tell us, so what are you doing? What kind of rooms are you building? How big are they? How much do they cost? You know, let's.
Marty, that's an excellent question. That's all over the map. You know, some, you know, panic rooms that we do are structural. They're underground.
Uh-huh. Wow, really?
And they're kind of like a vault situation where you go down and wind down into the room, and it's concrete poured in place, and it's either a screening room or a wine room, or it's, you know, an extra guest room. But lo and behold, when you shut that door, nobody can get in.
Well, okay, so I was going to do a panic room at my house, and I was going to take one of our bedroom, the master bedroom, and put a steel commercial door on it so that you couldn't break the frame, and so forth. So, I mean, you know, panic rooms, like, I mean, I would imagine there's different ways to create a panic room. My first thought is, hey, you know, is it one of those, you know, like you go into a library and you push on the bookshelf and the bookshelf opens up and there's a hidden room back there that you wouldn't expect to find, and that's the panic room, or, you know?
You know, there are cases where we have done those types of panic rooms, and the high-tech ones where you can come in and use your eye or use your finger and the door pops.
Right.
Or pockets open, and then once you get inside, it closes immediately.
Right.
Those types of projects that we get involved with are very complicated, and they end up being very expensive at times.
So if I wanted to build a panic room, I had a 4-bedroom house, and I'm just a normal guy. I mean, I've got a house, I've got a 3,000 square foot house, and I want to build a panic room. How would I do that? And keep that question in mind, Bill, because we're going to take a quick station break. This is Marty Helfon. You're listening to Let's Talk Real Talk. You can always reach me at Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, at RodeoRE.com, or call me on my cell phone. I pretty much live on that, at 310-344-4465. We're talking to Bill Rigdon. We're talking about panic rooms, and we'll be right back. Good morning, Southern California. This is Marty Halfon. We're back with Bill Rigdon, and we're talking about safe rooms. Kind of a crazy topic, and I'm sure most of us, if not 99% of America, doesn't have a safe room. But
well, Marty, you were asking about how do we proceed with, you know, building out a room, a safe room in your home.
Yeah, like if I had a house and I just wanted you to come in, and I'm not going down and doing a poured concrete and that kind of stuff. I don't have big money, but I want to keep my family safe. And, you know, yeah, I've heard some, you know, things in the neighborhood, and you know, leave my kids home alone. So I'd like, God forbid, something happened that they know that there's a room in the house where they can close the door or something. And, you know, so give me an idea how you would go about kind of.
Once we identify the room, we would put a new door on that's probably a level 4 with a ballistic frame, because the door has to attach to that frame to hold it.
Right, so it's a metal frame door.
Right. Anybody, you know, trying to get in or firing a firearm or ramming it or whatever. So, and then we would go into the interior walls, take off the drywall, and put on a composite material that also will hold back any small arm, you know, small caliber firearms, rifle rounds.
Right. That's interesting. I didn't even think about it. So the drywall itself says it's not coming through the walls.
And then we put the drywall over it. You don't even know, Marty. You don't even know that room's a safe room.
Right. Well, obviously that's what you want. Right.
And that's really the great thing that you want, is you don't want anybody to know where that room is in your home. You want to make sure that it's kind of a family secret, and in the case of an emergency, everybody runs to that room or gets into that room and slams that door as fast as they can.
So what would the cheapest, like, I mean, just by doing that kind of element, just by kind of doing the door and the wall, so to speak, in a normal house?
Normal house, Marty, it'd run around $10,000.
Okay, right.
The materials are very expensive. It's not just... you think like a sheet of drywall is, you know, what, $8 over at Home Depot.
Right.
You go into a panel of composite and it's $400.
Right. Okay. Well, and I get it. I mean, it's like spending $900 a month,
right,
for a year to kind of pay this off to create. And obviously you know, the more elaborate, the more expensive, you know, you go down into your pouring concrete walls, obviously it could be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I think what we're trying to get at is there is an opportunity that people could create a safe room at a very affordable price. Because when you look at it, Bill, you know, if I'm living in this house for the next 20 years, if I'm putting an extra $10,000 in to kind of create the situation in my house, for my family and my kids, because I travel or whatever the case might be, it's well worth the money spent. Bill, what's the best way for my listeners to get a hold of you?
They can reach me at a website, buildingconsensus.com, and also panicroombuilders.com, and they can reach me by phone at 323-965-7448.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes, that's 323-965-7448.
And if you guys want to call Bill just to pick his brains, ask some questions, you pretty much handle the Southern California market here, correct?
That's 100% right.
Okay, so from San Diego to Santa Barbara, Bill will come and take care of you, whether you have a big home, you know, and want to do something pretty elaborate, or you want something as affordable as maybe $10,000, and I know that doesn't sound...
And if you mention Marty in his show, you get a free survey to go through and look at your home and give you the proper direction to go in.
Well, that would be great. Hey, Bill, thank you so much for your time, and that was very kind. I hope that some of my listeners do reach out to you, because I think it's really important in today's... You know, with the economy and things changing, you know, crime is on the increase, and you know, you don't really hear about it until you start to pay attention to it. But there's a lot of stuff going around, and you know, I think it's smart that we are all safe. And alarms on our homes sometimes are really a false sense of security, because it takes, you know, at least 5, 6, 7 minutes for the police to show up, if not longer. And whoever's breaking into your house is not coming for a cocktail party. They know the game. They know they need to be out of there quick. So, hey, Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you, Marty.
Very helpful.
Right,
great
have
to
a
talk
great
to
morning.
You. All right.